education is a big part of our community, and we strive to stay in touch with local leaders and share their views and experiences with our WEMU listeners. This is Lisa Berry, and there's been some changes in the Ypsilanti Public School District in recent months. A new superintendent was finalized about a month ago, and now there's an assistant superintendent of curriculum, and they're with me now here on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome Alina Zachary Ross and Dr. Carlos Lopez. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yes, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about yourselves?
Educator, have been an educator now for 25 years. I have two biological children and five stepchildren, and I've lived in Michigan my entire life.
And I've been an educator for around 35 plus years, and basically I've been in multiple districts doing amazing things in relationship to the area of curriculum as well as equity.
What does that mean to be an assistant superintendent of curriculum?
Well, that means that in our district, it means that I have the moral responsibility to make sure that all our curriculum processes and systems are in place to make sure that our students are receiving a high-quality educational experience supported by, for example, non-academic responsibility that the schools have to serve.
Alina Zachary Ross, you've been on the job, what, 6 months now? As interim superintendent?
Yeah, I've been here all school year.
So the morning after you were officially appointed, you woke up, and what were you thinking?
And we're off again.
Well, what are your goals? What are your hopes and dreams for the Ypsilanti Public School District?
You know, I see this district as the fields of diamonds that people talk about. There's so much potential, from students to parapros to lunch persons to our administrators. Everyone wants excellence. Everyone is striving for the same goals, ensuring that our students are prepared for life, whatever that choice is, college or career. So we're going to make sure that education is first, that what you see in the classrooms is something that you would want your child to attend, grandchild to attend, and that people want to come back to Ypsi, because we want everyone to be proud of Ypsilanti Community Schools. We want everyone to be a Grizzly.
We're wrapping up this school year, if you can believe it. It seems like it went by fast. How is enrollment these days?
You know, enrollment was a little down this year, not as much as projected. And we've seen constantly all year long, there's been a trickle in. People continue to enroll. They see some wonderful things, the art programs, our robotics program, our international baccalaureate schools. So there's so much that when people move to the area, they're attracted to.
What do you think your biggest challenges are now as the superintendent of Ypsilanti District Schools?
You know, our students really face quite a bit of challenges. When they walk in the door, they bring with them so many things. So we need to make sure that we help them to learn how to use the tools, that give them some tools so that they can be successful. They're going to experience challenges throughout their lives. And so we want to make sure that we are doing everything in our power to change the narrative from that deficit thinking to asset based, knowing that they bring so much to the table. And we have to change that narrative. So that, for me, it's acknowledging the challenges, yet providing the tools.
We recently heard a story in the news about some high school students, not in Ypsilanti, but were not able to graduate because they couldn't pay their lunch account bill. And I have heard some students, including in Ypsilanti, that the meals they get in school are the only food they eat some days. So that seems like a bigger issue, but something you still have to deal with.
Absolutely. That's one of those challenges. We provide currently free breakfast, free lunch for our students, and even oftentimes afternoon, either snack or dinners. And so we understand that food is so important. It is a travesty when we think about the fact that they go home and sometimes don't have food. But that's why we collaborate with so many partners. We have the backpack program that we partner with. And it's those kinds of things that makes Ypsi Community Schools so special.
Do you think people realize that when they think about a school district, that you're not just teaching geometry and English, but you have a lot of life situations that you have to deal with as well?
Yeah, I don't think people recognize all of the multitudes of things. We deal with the homelessness. We deal with students who have experienced some events at home. We deal with students who have death and grief in their lives. And so for us, we have to make sure that we provide those those instructional things, but also the everything else that's non-instructional. And so it's a big challenge, and that's why we understand partnerships are important, and we really appreciate our partners.
How does that play out for you, Dr. Lopez?
Yeah, one of the biggest thing that IPSE has is this blueprint concept, which is a reform initiative that is being implemented. Within the blueprint, there's a commitment to disrupting, for example, the status quo. And that means that we are looking at systems that are in place to ensure that students are getting a great education and quality. That means that, like Alina has mentioned, the whole perspective of bringing forth partnerships. And today we have a series of meetings today, and all of them about partnership. And you'd be amazed with how many people want to partner with our district to make an impactful decision making on the basis of our kids. And so what we're doing with that, we're looking at sometimes in education, we put so much in people's plates, the teachers and everyone else. We're clearing up the issue with the disruption that we're doing is we're clearing up the table, and so that initially we could actually make the plate accessible so that in essence our teachers can really focus on quality instruction. So we're looking at visioning high quality instruction, what does good instruction look like, sounds like and feels like. And the systems that we're putting in place to making sure that everybody knows what that is. And then there's a sense of responsibility. Everybody has skin on the game and everybody's focusing on what the changes that need to happen to make sure that we increase student achievement in our district.
Back to you, Alina, as the new official superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools. What is your main thing you hope to accomplish?
You know, I hope to really accomplish the getting Ypsilanti Community Schools back to what they were known for, excellence in education. We're right next to this university. We want our students to see that they're capable. Every student, if they want that choice of college, that's where they can go. And they're being welcomed in by all the universities so that people see that we're truly a community school, not just for education, but as you talked about, that we can provide them with all the resources that's necessary and that we're vital. That we are vital in this community, in this county, in this state.
Speaking of community, it looks like you have a lot of events coming up.
Absolutely. And we hope that many people will come out to them. First of all, we've talked about partners a lot. So we have on May 17th our Grizzly Soiree Breakfast Edition. And that's where truly we recognize our wonderful partners. We have our celebrity chef, Daryl Dye Smith, who is from Ypsilanti, and we're really excited about having him. We have a district job fair. We need our people in our community to work at Ypsilanti Community Schools. We are making a difference. We are about change. We are about promoting from our community. So come on out May 22nd. That's at the back office studio, the old Tucker's Garage, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so there are so many things happening. We hope you'll join us.
Is Jazz in the Parking Lot continuing?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. You know, Taryn Willis has done a wonderful job every year. This is the third year in a row. And she has Jazz in the Parking Lot happening Friday, July 26th from 7 to 9 p.m.
I heard you got a good performer this year.
Yes, we have Thornetta Davis. Such an honor to have her. We know that that's going to draw many people out, and so hopefully they can come out and party in the parking lot with all of us over at Shafford Field on July 26th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Dr. Carlos Lopez, new Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum for Ypsilanti District Schools. Thank you, and you're off to work now?
Yes, as the last message is, we're stronger together. And I think that bringing the community, bringing the families, bringing our staff, et cetera, we're going to turn this district around.
Alina Zachary Ross, now officially the superintendent. Good luck to you on the job, and we'll sure stay in touch and find out what's going on in the school.
Thanks for having us.